December 12th, 2013, the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, 3 p.m. service. Blessed Mother is here as Our Lady of Guadalupe. She says, Praise be to Jesus. Dear children, today I come to you as God permits to offer you hope and a stern warning. Have hope always in God's love and mercy. Be reconciled with God and united with each other in the truth. This is God's will for you. Realize that every civilization which has risen to power in ages past has failed and fallen due to a broken relationship with God. The same course of events is taking place today. I come to you as I appeared at Guadalupe centuries ago. The Aztec population was sacrificing their young to false gods. But, dear children, they were pagans. Today, millions who claim to be Christians practice abortion, a sacrifice of God-given life to the false god of free will. With every abortion, the abyss between the heart of God and the heart of the world yawns wider. How can you presume that any type of union or government could prosper that supports this sin? Rebellion against God's laws, the Ten Commandments, is rebellion against the truth. This rebellion does not diminish God's sovereignty over the world, but does diminish unity and peace between God and man. The welfare of the world depends upon the unity of wills between God and man. Remember, God still governs and reigns over the world. It is He you must please, not yourselves. If you heed my warning to you today, many graces will flood the world and peace will be restored amongst peoples and nations. Leadership will return to the truth and support God's laws. But if my words to you are scattered in the arrogant wind of skepticism, you will be tested as never before. God will take dominion over certain situations, and His justice will visit earth. The good will continue to be persecuted, and evil will continue its path of destruction in the name of good. Dear children, do not be so foolish as to think that disbelief in these apparitions and admonishments will change the purpose of my visit with you, or transform truth to fiction. The world is racing towards many problems of her own design. If you disobey God's commandments, the commandments do not change, but your relationship with God does change. As your Heavenly Mother, I can only warn you and try to redirect you upon the path of truth. It is what you choose in the present that dictates your future. Dear children, I have invited each of you here today personally, and you have accepted my call to be here. Now I am inviting you to be positive witnesses in the world around you as to the truth of all that takes place here. Just as you stood up to the cold and frigid temperatures, I am asking you to stand up to the cold and frigid response in the world of unbelievers. The warmth of the messages and graces offered here will melt many a heart if you will try. Dear children, many come to pay homage to my image of Guadalupe. Millions have done so over the years. But today, I wish to paint on your hearts the image of my love, which is everlasting, and draws you into the sacred chambers of our united hearts. I'm taking your petitions with me today to heaven, and I'm extending to you my special blessing.